Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday. You're listening to Something Bruent. This is Cherry Devine, and I am here with my amazing, lovely, intuitive, brilliant, gorgeous, don't forget gorgeous, host, Tracy Mahan.
Ever-evolving.
There we go.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Oh, and you know, yeah, I love our topic. It says, let's get crazy. And we started out with a crazy connection.
We
stir this up a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need to stir it up that much when we're signing on to the show and stuff. Yeah,
right. We need to save some of the crazy for the audience.
That's right. Well, I've got plenty of crazy, let me tell you. So, hey, you guys out there listening, don't worry. We have plenty of crazy. We just aren't going to share that early part of crazy with you. So, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I have the chat room going on Blog Talk Radio. We have the chat room going on Facebook, which is Cat Media 2. The number 2 is right at the end of the word media. And we will be taking calls a little later, and the number is 646-668-8389. There's all my business stuff.
Woo-hoo.
out of the way.
Let's talk a little business, because right before we went live I was talking to you briefly, and I was going to do this anyway because I'm excited about it. So,
oh, well, good.
So one of the new things I'm doing, guys, is Patreon. And some of you have probably heard of that website and others maybe not. And I put a link on our Cat Media too for the one I created yesterday. I plan on adding some more stuff to it today. But what it is it's a website where people like Cherry and I are artists and musicians and a whole whatever venue you do. This is a place where you can put your stuff. You can create things and then post it on there. And then it's called Patreon because the patrons come in. And like, I have 3 different levels set up for mine where you could start off at $2 a month. And with that $2, you'll get meditations. I'm going to post the archives to the shows there. I'm going to do any kind of spiritual updates or messages that I get will get posted there. Things that I won't be putting on Facebook, I won't be putting on YouTube. This is going to be strictly just on my Patreon page. So it's like an exclusive page of things. The next level I have is a $5 a month. I mean, this is a month. This isn't even a cup of coffee. And you get access to, I'm now a member with Zoom, so I can do side-by-side videos, and then I can put those on there. So I'm going to see if I can get some people together to do some little short interviews and talk about some really cool topics, and then I'll put those on there. And that's your $5 level along with the meditations and the other updates. And then the $8 level will get you some hypnosis recordings like past life regressions, go meet your guides, you know, whatever pops in to do. I'll be doing some hypnosis ones. I'm going to do one today and put it on there because I already have one patron. So I'm excited. And then it's just a small monthly fee, and you get access to a lot of different things that we could be doing, creating. And so there, and I have that on the chat room page. I also have it on my Facebook page. But if you are just listening and you'd be interested in following, even just trying it for $2 a month to see what the meditations and updates look like, that is patreon.com. And then just search Tracy Mahan and it should pop up my page. And you will see my introduction and different things I put on there for just the front page, and then you can decide if you want to join. So it's really, really, really a nice way for a win-win situation. You get all of these fun things that you can do that I'll be putting on there, and I get paid, and that's nice. Sometimes I'm wondering if I'm going to get paid. So it's a nice way for me to offer up the things that I do for really, really low rate. I mean, we all know one-on-one sessions or past life regressions, any of that. Right now I'm doing a one-on-one past life regression and it's $75. Now, the one that I would be posting on Patreon would be more generic than what I would take you through on a personal one. But if you just wanted to find out what that was about, that's such a cheap way to do it. So, you know, there's some benefits to that. And I invite you guys all to come over to the Patreon page and check that out. Okay. So there, Cherry, now I was able to explain to you what it was.
Thank you. And I even went online and looked really quick, and there you were on it. And one of the things I do want to put out there, and this is about promoting Tracy right now, I'm going to tell you $75 for a past life regression is super duper inexpensive, and Tracy's very good. And so if you do that somewhere else, I mean, you know, usually a past life regression costs $150 and up. So that's really a great rate, and you can do it online. And
here's some of the fun stuff of doing it online. With the one-hour session, we could get up to 3 lifetimes in there, depending on how long the lifetimes end up being. But the other wonderful part about it is with the Zoom, I can record it. And so then you can view it again later as a recording. If you forget parts of your past lives or whatever, it's a video recording, and it's really a neat extra piece to it, which you will not get if you go to most hypnotherapists. You will not get a video recording of your session. So that's another added bonus for just $75.
I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench in this. Here's the fun stuff is when you go into some of these past lives, they don't necessarily deal with this world, and the vibration gets really high, and then the recording does not turn out. How do I know that? Because I've had it happen more than once. So if that's the way it is, you know, understand that you aren't meant to hold on to that outside in the physical, but the energy was too high. So,
good disclosure.
Yeah, there will be a disclosure. There will be, but if you're just really a high being.
Yeah, that's so true. And we've had that happen with our shows. We've had it happen with our recordings for sure. So that's good to put that out there too. The intention is to give you a video, but yes, sometimes the universe has other plans.
I know. I had a fabulous past life regression, not with Tracy, with another lady, and it would not record at all because of where we went and that sort of thing. And, you know, there's that part of me goes, darn it, I really want to listen to that. And the other part's going, why? You remember it. You know, that's good enough. That's what you're supposed to have. So it's like,
So now
I'm going to turn back to the topic of our show, Let's Get Crazy, because Tracy and I are known to be crazy at times. Just because it's fun. But you know what brought this idea into my head is yesterday I woke up with that, that saying from Albert Einstein is insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same old thing over and over and over and over again and expecting a different outcome. And I want to know how many of you out there, and you can post it either in the chat room on on Blog Talk or in Cat Media 2 on Facebook. How many times have you wanted to change what's going on in your life, yet you step back into these same old patterns?
Yeah.
You know, has it worked? That old saying, what is it? How's that working for you? But then the next question that took me into was, so what keeps us from doing something else? Where do we step into our worry, our fear? You know, what holds you back? How much of that old training, old programming, the old patterning is actually moving your life or controlling your life? What really holds you back? You know, the idea of being a little different, the idea, you know, it's really funny, Tracy, as I'm talking, I'm picking up all this energy from people outside of here, and there's a welling of tears going on already, but a blockage over the heart and the high heart. You know, that's saying to me, people are really afraid of being seen, really afraid of trying to access their inner self and let the world see that. Hey, kids. Mm. You know, your essence is the aspect of your divine self, And, you know, it's well worth being seen by this world here. So, but I
well,
still...
Well, more and more we're all being called out to do what we came on this planet and this experience to do, whatever that might be. And so some of you might be experiencing doing that old routine, getting the same results, but pause and look at what is it that I would rather be doing? What is it that's my heart's desire? Because it might just be the universe saying, nope, we don't want you here. That's why it's not working. And so
yeah,
just check in, see where it is you would rather be and give it a try.
Yeah, you know, going crazy is kind of fun. Trying new things is kind of fun. And the reason is because things do turn out differently. Things, you know, open up in a different way. But you also get to access a point of view that you keep hidden from yourself. You know, when we were kids, you know, many of us, we had those time periods when, you know, you just cut loose. You didn't care. You just got to be silly. You just got to be crazy. And what happens? You went into adventures. You went into fun. You went into laughter and joy. And then you grow up and you become an adult and everything gets so gosh darn serious. And by golly, you got to do it this way. And you got to protect yourself. And you got to watch out for this. And you got to do this. And you got to do that. And there's no accessing the inner you. So I challenge everybody today to do one crazy thing, something they wouldn't do normally. You know, many people know I'm in a new relationship, that I just got married, and it's an interesting one because right now he lives in California and I live in Oregon. That's
interesting. I thought it was going to be a better story.
Well, we haven't had those, you know, on the phone. We have these really great, great conversations that go in depth. Well, that getting together in the physical, which we do. I was just down in California. But then we get all of this knowing, you know, getting to know each other on a physical level and how we do things. Well, that can be scary, crazy, is because all of a sudden you're opening up in a new way, too. But it's, you know, what I'm finding with myself, because what didn't, you know, there were things that did not work in my old life. I don't want to bring those into my new life. So I'm having to open a door and step out and do things differently. And it does make you a little nervous. It does make you, but it's like, let's step into this and access our crazy and open a different door. Because I'll tell you what, it's working.
Yeah, love it. Linda just posted a fortune cookie that says, all progress occurs because people dare to be different. Very good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So, very nice.
So you haven't woke up in a panic yet going, oh, my gosh, I'm married?
You know, no, not yet. But I have had, you know, people go, and so what do you think of married life? How do you like it? And I'm going, well, you know, once I get a little more, you know, where we're actually living in the same space, I'll let you know. Because right now it just seems like I, you know, regular old life to me. same old same. But, yeah, it is, it's an interesting way to do things. That, and just to let everybody know, it's, you know, the reason this is happening is I own a home in Oregon, so I have to get that all ready to rent. I have a business in Oregon. I've got to get that all ready to shift down to California. And so, you know, it's just... And people were going, why, you know, and this is, many people thought we were crazy doing it this way. It's like, well, why'd you get married now? Why didn't you wait until you, because that's what we wanted to do.
Because you know? You're in Reno.
No, we actually planned to get married before Reno because some of us suck at doing any type of planning, like, you know, weddings and parties and birthdays. I suck at that sort of thing. I'm one of those people that has to look at somebody else and say, okay, if you want a celebration, you plan it. You can have it at my house, and I'll be there.
Just tell me when.
We were going to get married in December, and then we were going to Street Vibrations in Reno, and we were talking. I said, why don't we just get married there? And ta-da!
Ta-da!
And the whole family thought we were crazy. So, you know, but it fits. Crazy fits at times. And
it
so
does.
By
and
doing
it's
it
definitely
that way,
something
I'm,
different.
Yes, it may have a different outcome than earlier times of my life. And it's like I said, I challenge everybody to do something crazy today. Do something different. You know, I do want all of you to ride shotgun with Tracy and I today.
Going on the crazy train.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's true. We have to have more in a truck if all of you are doing it. We're going to have a very big train. Very big. Very long train.
Yeah,
you
I like it.
Post in the Cat Media 2 Facebook what crazy thing you did. I want to know.
Try to keep it legal, folks.
If it isn't legal, don't post your name and use somebody else to, you know, create a different face.
Yeah.
You know, go
create
to a computer somewhere
Facebook.
Else. Yeah. Can you tell I used to work loss prevention? I'm thinking all the ways they can track you as soon as you said that.
Yeah. We're going to stop listening to Charlie now.
A paper
tries
trail.
To conspire with you on how to do illegal things.
No. We will also tell you what energy you put out comes right back to bite you in the rear end. So if it's illegal, that energy will come in and talk back at you.
I'm going to jump in real quick, and we have a few callers on the board here. But if you have questions that you would like us to answer your call, please push the number 1 so that we know you have a question. So,
oh, yeah, because we have one person that's listening, then they very likely have a question. So, wow. I have, speaking of crazy, you know, crazy fits under many different titles. I was having a crazy busy month because I was at the Rasani a couple weeks ago. I was supposed to do the Santa Rosa event in California, but that was canceled for very good reason.
Yeah.
And I want to send a lot of love, a lot of prayers out to California right now because many, many people did. Oh, yeah, they've lost their homes, they've lost everything, so just send out lots and lots of love. I did see a story on the news where Izzy, the dog, people went back to their home, there was absolutely nothing there, but their dog came out of hiding, and it still brings tears to my eyes. But I will be in Monterey, California this weekend. And so if you're in that area and you want to come see me, come say hi, please do. It's on my website. I believe it's called The Road Affair. And all of the information's on my website. And then I will be at Journeys, the Center for Your Soul, on the 29th of October.
I'll see you there.
Yes, you will. I can't admit it. All of a sudden I couldn't talk. Yes, you will. Anyway, me and Elmer Fudd just kind of popped in. Anyway, so Tracy and I both will be in Salem, Oregon at Journeys, the Center for Your Soul. So, you know, come see us there. Come say hi. We just love to see all of you.
I want to do a big shout out for Vicki Pruitt for her Rasani Fair. I hear it was the biggest in Oregon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, she's going to have it again in April of next year. Don't remember the dates. It'll be on my website because I am signed up for it. And it is. The first year she did it, it was at a little Grange Hall here in Albany, Oregon. And it was well attended. And within 3 years, it outgrew the Grange Hall. And it's now at the Albany Fairgrounds. And, there were over 100 vendors. It is now the largest metaphysical holistic fair in Oregon. And it is so well
set. It's going to keep growing. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I got there on Saturday, and it was 10 to 5. I had a person sit down at my booth at 5 minutes to 10, and I didn't get a break until a lady at a 3:45 said, I was supposed to have a half hour, but I'm only going to take 15 minutes, so you can go to the bathroom and grab a little bite to eat. And that is the way it stayed that day. And Sunday was, I get a little more of a break, but I mean, it is well attended, well worth seeing. It's attracting vendors from all over Oregon and California. So, you know, send the word out. Keep an eye out. It's called the Rasani Fair, R-A-S-A-N-I. And, wow, it's worth coming to.
Yeah. That's very exciting to see it grow like that. And I am going to have to try to figure out getting to that one. Every year I think to myself, I'm going to try and get to that one, and then I don't.
You know what's really crazy, people, is she actually has a friend that lives in Albany, Oregon, where she could have spent the night. I don't know.
I wonder who I could have stayed with if I had gone.
I don't know. But, hey, I'll probably have my trailer up here next year during that time. So
we
still have a pay a place because I will be renting my house and crazily moving to California.
Crazy times.
It is crazy times. And okay, haven't told everybody else right now, so I'm going to just give you guys all the secret. The secret. Don't tell anybody. We put in an offer on a house in Manteca. No, in Modesto. Whoops, wrong town.
Oops, you don't even know where you're moving.
No. But we did. We put in an offer on a house in Modesto the other day. So we're waiting to hear to see if they accept it. Cute, cute, cute house. Cute house.
Oh, my goodness. It's all coming together. I love that.
It is. So, you know, here again, people, for all of you who have given up on a relationship and finding somebody, you know, it happens. And go ahead and try online. And when you put in that, gosh, it never works for me. You know, there's only strangers out there. Everybody's a stranger until
stranger
you meet
danger.
Them. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, what I learned, because I did meet Charles online, and what I found is that there was a lead up to Charles, and what I saw is how much I had changed over the years in the idea of a relationship, of who I had been and what I would deal with or change for, whatever, where that no longer fit who I was, where I'm much more, you know, claiming myself and all of this. But open up and become vulnerable. You don't become vulnerable. Guess what? You're not allowing love in. You're still in protection mode. So it can happen. It's like, because I'm living proof.
She is living proof. And
I am.
When you're talking about this dating thing, were you aiming that at me?
Yeah. Yes, but don't tell anybody, okay?
Yeah.
No, I really wasn't.
I'm talking directly to you.
Yeah, you just happened to be right here. No, folks, this was not addressed directly at Tracy, but if she wants to take that information, that's fine with me.
Oh,
you know, we get a look at our stuff. I had to look at it, and I put out this prayer during Christmas, the holiday season last year, last year. Well, the new year was in this year. Christmas, Thanksgiving was last year. Because it finally dawned on me just how much I was ready for a relationship. And as I was doing this, all of a sudden, you know, Spirit goes, well, if you want a relationship, you become vulnerable. And it's like, what? I'm vulnerable? No, you're not. Get vulnerable. That means you look at your worries and your fears, your excuses. You know, and for, there was a big one. You know, we all have our stuff.
Yeah.
And hold on to it crazily. Is because mine was, my husband died of colon cancer. He had been a very robust man, an active man, and a busy man. And so we had a year where he completely declined, well, 6 months where he completely declined and then died. And that's pretty traumatic. I mean, everybody's gone through something. And I had to look at that part of me that was very afraid of getting into another relationship and having that person become ill and die also, because it is not a pleasant experience at all. But that, you know, we get a look at that. We get a look at, you know, the old aches and pains of emotions. And we get to choose. Do we want to carry that into and shut off from life and live in fear, protecting ourselves and just kind of tipping, you know, putting a toe or two into life? Or do we want to just open up and just live it, the adventure of it?
Yeah.
You know, our choice. So now, you know, this seems to be my personal show today, Tracy, so I'm taking over just to say.
But
I do want to. I want to
so
share one
what
more.
That really means, you guys, is that Cherry is the crazy one.
Yeah, I am. I'm the chance taker. I have always been the chance taker in my family. But my wonderful, one of my daughters, you know, because my late husband's children are still my children. And she was taking me to the airport to, you know, knowing I was leaving and I would come back married. And she was pretty upset. And she looked at me and she goes, you know, I'm really afraid. I said, what are you afraid of? She goes, well, if it doesn't work out. And I'm like, well, if it doesn't work out, then, you know, it doesn't. And, I mean, she's in tears. And I said, but what if it does? And so it's also what direction your vision is. Are you looking out? Are you sending out and projecting forward what isn't going to work from old experiences? Are you projecting out who you are now and what does work? You know, that's another part of this. So, anyway, I didn't realize I was going to take over the whole show with my personal life, Tracy. Sorry.
Well, it is a great example of what we're talking about doing something different. And we're all encouraging you today to do something different and see how that shakes things up. Even if it's as simple as take a different route to work today, or, you know, if you bring a lunch with you, go out to lunch. You know, do something different. Call a friend and meet them for happy hour, whatever it might be. So,
well, you know, you just did something absolutely perfect, Tracy. Is because right after Rob died, and anybody who's been in a lengthy relationship and knows that they were one person when they got into it, and then over the years you kind of shift and change into a whole different person. And I was the adaptable person. And, you know, right after Rob died and life starts, and I had no idea who I was, and all of a sudden my group goes, do one new thing each day, you know, my higher group. If you want to find yourself, who you are, what you are, how you are, is do one new thing each day. It doesn't have to be the biggest, craziest thing in the world. It can be, like Tracy said, call up a friend where you would normally go home. Take a different route. Try a different word. You know, say hi to somebody you wouldn't say hi normally to. You know, okay, girls. They say the grocery store is a great place to meet men. No. Go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, and you're going to find somebody who can do things too. You know, hey, with their hands. there's your new dating place. It's Home Depot or Lowe's.
Any do-it-yourself stores, yeah.
That's it. Unless, you know, artistic, if you want, you're looking for somebody artistic, go to an artistic store, you know, that sort of thing. So figure out where it is. But that's my crazy suggestion for a day for all you. Well, now, okay, Tracy, you got to come up with this one. If you're a guy looking for a relationship, where are they going to find the women? What kind of
You know, they tell you to do the things that you have interests in, and that's the best place to find someone. So instead of saying, hey, go get a pedicure, hey, you know, I would suggest that, you know, if you like golfing, find a golf club, meetup groups, whatever it might be, and do something like that. And there are meetup groups that you can find that, you know, a lot of people find a match doing that just by doing something that they're interested in doing, hiking, bicycling, whatever it might be, kayaking. You got a kayak. Is there a kayak club?
I have two kayaks. I was bringing my own. I find the body, that sounds like it's dead. Find a person. I'm going to hide the body in a kayak. You know, it's hard to shove those bodies in there. Anyway, see, I just fit the mold for crazy today because that's where my mind went. I had the kayak, put the extra person in. It's like, hey, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you kayak? Well, I know this nice little lake.
I like what Linda's got in here. She says she met her husband.
So if you want to borrow them and find a person to sit in the other, I'll loan them to you. Just
there
saying.
We go.
There you go. I even have life vests. There you go. Just wear warm clothes right now. It might get a little rainy, but then you have to tuck into the woods and. Okay, we aren't going there. There we go.
There we go. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
If I
wasn't sure
talk,
if it cut
I hear
out
you
or
better.
So, Linda puts in the chat room, I met my husband volunteering with a dive group. He was on the town fire department where we were doing the job. And so those kind of things, perfect. Volunteer work or classes, take classes that you're interested in. There's a lot of different ways to get out there and find somebody that's interested in the same things you are. And that, you know, it helps to have some things in common, right?
It does. It does help, but it's because Charles is a city boy. I'm a mountain girl. Anyway, I'm the outdoors. He's all city, so we get to find this combination in between. But Linda went on to say about her job, where she found her husband. The job they went on is where they found the body too. Oh gosh. Oh my goodness.
So bring the kayak, Jerry. They got.
You know, I grew up around the lake, and invariably somebody drowned every year. And I was, as a kid, just always kind of worried that I'd be swimming along and some body'd show up. So there's my crazy thoughts. Boy, you're getting all kinds of my weirdness today. So maybe it should have been, I'm weird. You can ride shotgun with me. I don't know, Tracy. I think this show's about me today.
I think Linda would have some competition for you, though, with the story.
I'm pretty sure that sounds like wow, Linda, what type of volunteering do you do? I'm kind of curious about this.
I'm going to remind the callers that if you have a question, press the number 1 so we can see that you have a question.
Because right now we have a lot of callers, and I just overstepped you again. Good Lord, I've had way too much coffee. Go finish your sentence.
You're all amped up. I was going to ask you if you're ready to take some callers.
I am. Shall we start?
Let's get that going.
Okay, caller with the last 4 digits.
See what kind of crazy.
Yes, what kind of crazy are you today? But caller with the last 4 digits, 2430, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, good morning, ladies. This is Wendy from Melbourne, Florida.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. And which you're up in Florida? Oh, my goodness, how fun. Is it warmer down there than it is up here?
Oh, it's hot.
Okay.
It is hot.
Well, we're going to start to get the rain.
So you're in Florida right now?
I am. I just moved here from Oregon.
I was going to say, you have an Oregon number.
Yes. I've been in Oregon for 30 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. and I wanted to say congratulations, Cherry. That's so exciting. You guys talk about relationships and all the fear comes up in me. I like want to run.
Yeah.
But that's not my question. I don't even want to think about that right now. Oh, man.
So,
but could you imagine if they had
it, honey?
If they had a marathon of all of us who are afraid of relationships, I wonder which one of us would finish first.
Ooh, me, girl, it'd be me. Oh my
That's
god,
too funny.
But so I just accepted a job yesterday, and your topic is perfect because immediately this job is so similar to another job I had years ago. And all the fear came up, thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't want to repeat past behaviors of how I sabotage. And so I'm looking for some advice other than don't do that.
Well, that was the advice we're going to give you. Don't do that. We were going to do it in a very concerned voice, just to let you know.
Right. Yeah.
But Tracy, do you want to step in first or do you want me to? Either or.
All right. So you don't want to sabotage the new job. Already I started looking at the energy around you to do for doing that. And, you know, that energy is not as strong as probably what you're worrying that it is. But let's do ask the angels to cut any cords with that. It feels to me like you're going to have a little bit of a transition time. So just breathe. Remember to breathe when you're training and learning. It's always that fun stage of being the new person. But it feels like you've got a really good energy going down there or over there. And it's going to be a lot different than life in Oregon. Well, you got some adventures coming up. And overall, it feels like this is a really good transition for you. So I'm excited about it. There's going to be a pivotal person at this job for you, somebody that either you get pretty close to or, you know, somebody that says just the right thing to you that gives you something that you really needed, like a little nugget or something. But I can't tell if it's going to be somebody that's going to end up being really close to you, like a new best friend kind of thing, or if this is just somebody that comes in like a quick teacher in your life and gives you some information you need. And it might be both, doing both things. But anyways, yeah, it feels like it's a good place for you. If this particular job is not one that has room to move up, then I think that eventually you are getting a different job that offers you opportunity to move up, because it feels like this position is something that you transition out of and move to something even better. And
yeah,
like you climb this ladder.
It's a contract.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a contract job. So it is 6 to 9 months.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, breathe through it, the parts that are a little bit more difficult or during that learning phase, because something better, you do shift into something better. So, okay, cheers.
Okay, what I got is, first of all, the you're in a perfect space that you recognize old patterns and behaviors. And it feels like, and you notice how my throat went out? That's where you become voiceless, where you start holding yourself back. But by being in that space of recognizing and when old behaviors come up and understanding it's just a behavior, not an absolute truth, gives you the freedom to change it. This is a time you're in a whole different area and you're anchored into it. You're anchoring into it. And it's to allow you to look at why you have done the self-sabotaging, what it is you didn't, you know, like about yourself, where you didn't believe in yourself, and how this served you to actually shut off. Many times when you're doing a self-sabotage, it isn't to really cause a disruption, you know, in somebody else's life. It's to say, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I've got to stop this, and so you can go back inside and hide. And then use different ways to keep disconnected from or shut down from. You moved out of that period, and now it's time to really look at yourself. Become not attached to the emotions, but to the becoming an observer. And see how it served you to dismantle what you've been building. And it keeps you in this place of smallness. And I say smallness because then all you're feeling is the ego self, the personality, which is truly good. But it doesn't let you to really connect with the essence of who you are and bring that in and allow others to see that. So, and I'm with Tracy. This feels like a good fit for you for the time being, but you will move in and create even more if you allow yourself. So keep aware of what's a behavior and a pattern and why you're doing it, okay? Because you still have a lot of fears stuck in your throat. So also give yourself a space and a place that's safe where you're able to let those tears go, okay? And have a wonderful time in that heat, sweetie pie. Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, Wendy.
So, yeah, you know, talk about yeah, I don't know that it's crazy, but it's a, definitely an adventure moving from Oregon to Florida. So enjoy that.
Oh, it's a completely different energy. Yeah.
It is. And we're being called to those different places. So caller with the last
Hello.
Four. Hi, who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Arizona, Lisa. My question is, do you see Linda taking me on with her agency?
Do we see Linda taking you on with her agency? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Okay, I like the way she started off with the maniacal laugh to bring in some of that crazy
fun. For Halloween.
Fun.
Just for Halloween.
Oh. Okay, Linda is the one we're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cherry, on this one. I took the last one first.
You know, I get that, and here's the thing, is it feels like the position isn't 100% secured yet. Not that she doesn't want to take you on. It feels as if it's more, when you're looking at the position, it may not be the positions that you desire. As if you get in, but it isn't offering you everything, you know, the full potential. So when you're looking at this, you get to decide, do I want to step into it in this platform and allow it to open to more, or do I want to hold off on that and go over for another position in a different space, a different place, and that gives me or offers me a larger position? Because I do see that you have a decision coming up, two choices. If you truly want in with Linda, just see your space and see it opening up there, because right now it feels like somewhere in it it's not able to give you fully what you want, which is not a terrible thing. It just means your opportunity is coming from a different direction. Look at what you like about her business and put it into the idea of where you work, that you have those likes and that you're well compensated financially for your time in the company. And by the way, it isn't going to surprise me if in 2 to 4 years that you don't start some business of your own. So really keep an eye out on internet businesses, what interests you, because it does feel like what you're stepping into isn't where you're going to stay. So, Tracy?
Okay. So I had to make sense of mine. The first thing that came in is Clash of the Titans. So I'm like,
whoa.
So I'm asking, what does that mean? And what came in was, be aware that there's something that needs to be resolved here with Linda, and to call that in healed. So this has to do with like a past life, or she might be in service of mirroring something back to you that needs to be healed. And so
she's ill. She's ill.
Oh, she's ill. Okay. So calling that in healed and resolved for her could be what that's about. Is there any, so what is that dynamic with you guys? Because it feels like there's something there, and it does feel like it's on her end. So let me finish that. It could be that she's really struggling with the illness, and that's going to be projected out to you if you're working with her. And so just keep that in mind and just keep calling it in healed, so that it doesn't build up into resentments and other emotions that are harder to work when you're in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she mentioned, when we first talked, I brought up the idea that I, you know, would love to work with her, and she's one of the most prominent and successful in my area, in the industry I'm in, and she was just so excited, and she said, oh, you know, I'll teach you everything I know. But then she went into how she had a past experience with someone, and it was negative, and I assured her that's not my personality. So anyway, Now, the first reading that I had with your partner there, that kind of really resonated too, because now I'm beginning, some time has passed and I haven't heard anything about going on with her agency. And I do a little bit of, you know, a volunteer to do a project for her, and I said, you know, I'm still here to help you. And she didn't say a word, not a peep.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought, oh, God, I wonder if she changed her mind. But then I thought, you know, if she does offer me the position now, where I'm at now is, you know, it's really developing into something where I'm getting glimmers of, yeah, maybe I'd be better off staying here, you know.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'll just have to meditate on this, I guess, you know. And I don't want it to turn into something where it's, you know, it would be just she and I. And sometimes things can happen there that are negative when it's just, you know, I'm projecting, but you know, I'm in a big company now and I get a lot of support. I'm a hard worker. And so, you know, that resonates for people around me, you know, and they see someone giving a lot of energy and effort, they, mm-hmm. you know, tend to support you. And I don't know. It just sounded really nice in the beginning when I first talked to her. And now I haven't heard back from her. And I'm wondering, well, if it does happen, you know, is it the best thing to do? And I don't know. We're, you know, she did paint a really great picture. You know, I'll teach you everything I know. And I thought, oh, yeah, wow, I'd like that.
Well, it,
who wouldn't like
that?
It
does offer the opportunity to see that you there's something else that you're really wanting to create in your life. So whether it comes through her or not is not the important issue. It's, you know, allowing it to come into you in the format that supports you. And so, I don't want to cut you off or anything, but we have to move on to the next caller because we have limited
okay,
time.
And I got one more thing though. When you were saying she was saying, I'm going to teach you everything I know, it popped in my head. She's going to teach you everything she wants you to know, but not everything that she knows. So, if that opportunity comes up, like you said, pray over it. Ask that only the highest and best good come through. She may not even offer it to you if you say the prayers. You know, if it's not in the highest good for you to take that job, then maybe it will never be offered, and you will never have to be faced with the decision, right?
Yeah. And I want to quickly say, I was listening to you all talk about meeting someone eligible, and you're right. If an individual puts the work into it, I just haven't had that kind of... And a time available, but, you know, hardware stores, you know, any of those places, sometimes there aren't meetup groups. I've looked, you know, that are, but, you know, there's hiking and stuff like that. If it's like a job, you know, to find someone that you match with. And I always love hearing people talk about the success stories, you know, when they meet their soulmate. Or not their soulmate, but, you know, the person that they match
my
with.
Life partner for my
your life
yeah.
partner. We have so many
yeah, my
our
life
dogs or grandchildren or you know
exactly.
Right.
Well, I'll let you get to the other person. Thank you so much
okay.
for being there.
Thank you, Lisa.
God bless.
And
God bless.
Thank you for calling in. And so have a wonderful
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you too.
Bye.
Okay.
You know, and that's it. Is you know, before we move to the next caller, Tracy, can you please put out how people can reach you? Because we tend to forget this till the last minute, and there are people who want to know these things. I don't know who they are, but they do want to know.
Please come find me. I'm over at Tracy Mahan, CHT, on Facebook, and I spell my name with an I-E, so it's TracieMahan. And then the CHT at the end, that's for Certified Hypnotherapist. I have two specials going right now. One is the past life reading or hypnosis for $75. And then another one is 20 minutes of healing work for $30. And that's where we would connect either via phone or video. And I would tune in and see if there's anything in your energy field that needs healing or worked on, and then we do any kind of repair, uplift, remove cords, whatever. There's so many different things that can come up. Sometimes there's even implants and stuff, like just psychic little implants that, you know, we need to find out if they need to be there. So those are going on. Find them on my website and on my Facebook page, TracyMahan.com, TracyMahanCHT. Please come over. Find me on the Patreon page. The links to that is on my website and also on my Facebook page, and it is patreon.com and then my name. So that's me. That's what's going on right now. If you didn't hear about the Patreon page, please go check it out. It's an amazing deal where you can get meditations, regressions, updates, different things that I won't be posting anywhere else. And so go find those over on Patreon. Okay. Cherry, how do people find you?
Well, right now I don't have as much going on as Tracy, you know, online. But you can find me at cherrydivine.com. And on my website, it shows all of my services that I offer. And then you can go to Facebook, Cherry Divine LLC, and become my friend, because I absolutely adore having you as a friend. And I'm not saying that just because I do. I love the connections. Anyway, I will be in Monterey, California at the Road Affair here this coming weekend. And then, as I stated earlier today on the show, both Tracy and I will be at Journeys, a Center for Your Soul, October 29th, for their little psychic fair. And I say little because compared to some of the events I do, it is considered small, but it's wonderful.
It's busy.
So, you know, contact us. And do realize when we're doing a radio show, we can't go in depth. One thing, a lot of the stuff you guys have going on is very personal, and to go into it that deeply and have it all over the radio isn't necessarily something you want. So if you're wanting to look more in depth at your questions and why things are happening, both Tracy and I offer private sessions. So that's something to remember. And Now I'm going to go on to caller with the last four digits of their phone number, 1983. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm calling from the Midwest area of the country,
Well, hello,
all
Lisa.
Right. We've got a theme of Lisas.
Yes.
Wonderful. Lisa, what's your question?
Yes, I just wondered if you see anything like romance-wise for me to meet someone, coming up. I just haven't met anybody in a while, and I've kind of been looking like, you know, just like I'd like a friendship and just, you know, develop like someone to do things with and, you know, just go from there.
You know, this is really interesting. The first thing that happened is I got a visual, and it shows a woman in a cloak, you know, with the hood on it and like caped around, where the head's tucked in and the hood's coming down, and then the cape is pulled all the way around, so all that you see is this cape. You don't get to see the woman, the person inside of it. So what I would like you to do is ask yourself, what part of you are you afraid to expose? What part of you are you afraid for others to see? And that's talking about your beautiful self, this self that's vibrant You know, because it's showing that you're holding all of your energy in. And we are energetic beings. And when we are in a space of distrust or fear, we tend to hold our energy into the center of us, and it cannot be felt outside of us. So what's happening is you're actually walking out and around, but nobody else can feel you, this idea of a friendship or a romantic partner. It does show, as you do this, is to breathe into your heart and just send energy into that and outwardly so that it fills every particle of you. Oh, my goodness. As soon as I did that, all of a sudden the power chakra shuts down. So I want you to look at where it is you feel you lose your personal power when you are in a relationship and start Yes, that's it. Because for you, relationship equals losing your identity, losing your personal power. Now, this is a time to really start claiming you and claim who you are and that you're perfect as you are. And let, you're not here to change who you are to be with somebody. It's to be with the people and person that accepts you as you are, but that starts with you. Okay, this would have to go in really, really in depth. So you get to practice breathing into your heart, letting your energy of love fill all aspects of you, and then walking out into the world. And it shows you were asking about where to meet somebody. Do check online, do check meetups, but also accept invitations from friends and family. And, you know, put it out in, into, whisper into your friend's ear that you're ready to meet somebody as a friend, because there's, it feels like there's a potential for meeting somebody in a group that you know, and start saying yes to going out things with friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something, but the thing is that, like, there's so many crazy people now in this world. I know that, and I don't want to be negative about it. I'm not looking for anything big. It's more or less just friendship. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you know, you see, this is it, is people will put it out there. There's so many crazy. You already just sent an energy out into the world to attract in crazy. And I love it because we're crazy here on the show, but we're a good crazy. So
the thing is, like, I want to learn how to attract the right type of people. I have attracted crazy, narcissistic people. They just were not for me at all. I got nothing out of the relationship. I love myself. I enjoy being with myself very much. I do lots of things in the world. I have lots of interests. But I would like to meet someone that was decent like me. That's what I'm saying, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't go out enough. Like, I ended up going somewhere and I thought this one guy seemed nice. But, like, I don't see people, like, asking me out that I might be a little attracted to. But I'm also kind of worried about, well, they're going to probably be a narcissist. What are the signs? I have to look for that.
But,
you know, I grew up in that environment.
Okay, that in itself is keeping you from meeting anybody. That's where you keep yourself
that
really gets the position of cloak.
But it happened to me.
And pulled in. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Tracy, because we're running out of time and she needs to talk. I know she's got stuff to say.
Okay. But I appreciate your suggestion. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, what you guys didn't see is that I just got mauled by a 60-pound puppy. I was trying to. It was like trying to get in my lap, and it was pulling down my headset. I mean, it was over here while you were talking, Sherry. I was like, oh, my goodness. I hope this doesn't affect the show. I didn't know if you guys could hear all the chaos in my background.
Anyway, not at all.
He is such a sweet little – he's a German Shepherd puppy, 60-some pounds at this point, 5 months old, and wants to be a lap dog. And he just came down and just tried to crawl my lap. Okay, Lisa. First thing that came in is that right now you are learning from the void. And so I was trying to figure out, what does that mean, learning from the void? One thing I want to say about the narcissist thing that you were bringing up is just looking at your name with the I as the first vowel that you have, things will come across very narcissistic to you. With that I, and I don't know how to really go into it with the time that I have, but part of that is why you're attracting that. So like Cherry was saying, you got to change that story. And I'm telling you out of personal experience, you got to change the story. Cause I had a story that would go along with dating, and every time I would attract that guy. And then when I realized I was,
so how do I change it then?
Well, you change it to what you would like to attract. And it takes a little bit of
really write down the qualities and really start concentrating on it and going out places, because you don't meet people at home.
I want you to start saying there's really good guys out there, really good guys that really want to be in a relationship, that really care about their partner. Say things like that, because the story you got going is that everyone's a narcissist. So the ego likes to be right. So when you go out and look for guys, the only ones you're going to find attractive are the narcissists. And that's just the way it works. It's a law of attraction. So start telling that story that there are some really neat and handsome, attractive, single, whatever you want to do, guys out there. But they're really neat guys. They're really wonderful. And it's true. They're really out there.
But, I'm going to put this all really quick, Tracy, is we're at the minute, and so the show may just cut off.
Okay.
It is that we're doing
right.
this on purpose. It
well,
just
I really appreciate that, ladies. I really do. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to, like, rewrite that script and, like, write
okay.
it down now and go
real,
over it a little
real
bit.
Real quick, before mm-hmm. before we get cut off, I want you to love the void that you feel. And I know that sounds funny, but just be with that void feeling and then just say in your head, I love the fact that I can feel this, that this is part of my experience, but now I felt it and I don't need it anymore. Thank you, Spirit, and let it go. So be with
mm-hmm.
the void, love the
mm-hmm.
void. Okay.
And there's also the argue our limitation and they are ours.
I'm sorry, what?
Argue your limitations and they are yours. And that is something. If we argue for something or we put it out there that is the way it is, then that's what we always get.
Okay.
So, and
thank
so
you.
With that, Tracy, are you still there?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay,
so,
great.
The show
thank you. That was so helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
thank
play
you.
With it, hon, and change your story, change your life. That's what's going to happen. You.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I'm not looking at all for marriage, just like friendship, you know what I mean? So I think I can do it. It's not. I'm not going online. I can't take that. That's horrible for me. I can't stand the kind of people that I saw online. I'm not doing it. That's not my way that I'm going to go about it. But I'm going to go places, and I'm going to rewrite the script that there are nice people. Get to know them. Keep yourself open. Oh, well, there was someone divorced. Well, maybe they lost their wife. You know, you never know who you're going to meet that you can become friends with. So
exactly.
I think I'm going to have to rewrite that, you know, rewrite it.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a really great guy out there. He's ready to
and also someone like with the characteristics that I'm looking for, you know, like write out those characteristics. Like like write out what is narcissist to look for. You could just look online. These are characteristics of a narcissist. And I grew up with that. It's not a matter of just being attracted because of my name. That's what I grew up in, that kind of family. But really serious narcissism. But I know I can write down what those things are and be on the lookout.
You have to say goodbye.
Yeah. You have a good day, Lisa.
Yes,
all
you
right.
have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Day. And everybody out there, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, so join us then. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.